I would like to introduce at this moment the man of the moment, the newsmaker, the Civil Aviation Minister of India, the Indian government, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Mr. Sindhya, at the very onset, congratulations. I was there and I saw the project. I saw your speech and I must say, it's a remarkable project, at least on paper and on that model. It appears to be a remarkable project. You have been at the forefront of designing, conceptualizing and thinking about this project. My first question to you is, how does it feel to think of a dream this big and to sell a dream this big?
I think you pretty much said it. This is going to, Sanket, in many ways change the paradigm of transportation as we know it in our country. We are witnessing today the Prime Minister laying the foundation stone of a world-class, world-scale international airport at Jewar in Noida. This was a long-awaited dream of the people of that area, which for multiple political reasons, through multiple regimes, constantly got scuttled. It was something that the then Chief Minister of a BJP government, Rajnath Singh Ji, started in 2001 and is seeing fruition in 2021, almost two decades later, under the stewardship of Prime Minister Modi and Yogi Adityanath as Chief Minister, along with the Ministry of Civil Aviation. In many ways, you're looking at multimodal connectivity. There will be rail, bus, metro, road linkage to this airport from the get-go, which is phase one in 2024. You're looking at a largest airport facility in Asia, which will in phase one have facilities for 1.2 crores, expanding up to 7 crore people. The final phase will have multiple runways, multiple terminals, and you're looking at an investment of close to 9,000 crores in phase one, 34,000 crores in total, just in one facility. And what this will do, Sanket, is will create ripple effects in terms of economic growth for the region. In earlier times, the paradigm was very different, where you would experience high growth in a region, and that would augur for an airport. Now it's turned the other way around on its head. An airport comes in, which then spirals economic growth in that region. And that's what you're going to experience in Jewar, with the areas of Noida, Greater Noida, Ghaziabad, Yamuna Expressway, all along this belt, where we foresee investments of close to 60,000 crores over the next couple of years, in addition to the 34,000 crores of this airport alone. So I'm talking about 194,000 crores and employment opportunities that will accompany that of almost 1 lakh people. So it is going to be a huge economic multiplier for India, not only for Uttar Pradesh.
You know, Mr. Sindhya, and this is a hybrid interview, so for all our audience who are Hindi speaking, I'm going to ask the next question in Hindi. ये जो आपने अभी बताया है, ये एक सपना है, ये एक विजन है, और एक विजन को पूरा करने के लिए एक होराइजन होता है कि हम इतने साल में ये पूरा करेंगे या इतने साल में ये करेंगे. मैं आपसे जानना चाहता हूँ ये कि ये कितने साल का विजन प्रोजेक्ट है, क्योंकि ये प्रोजेक्ट बहुत बड़ा है. 6 रनवे जो हैं वो इट्स अनहर्ड ऑफ इन दिस कंट्री. तो टाइमलाइन क्या है अगर आप बताएं?
यह एक बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी योजना है, जो एक एशिया का सबसे बड़ा अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हवाई अड्डा प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में जो भूमि पूजन आज की गई है. और आपको मालूम है कि हमारी सरकार, मोदी जी की सरकार की मंशा, संकल्प और विचारधारा क्रियान्वयन पे केंद्रित है, एक्सिक्यूशन पे केंद्रित है. और स्पष्ट हमारे टारगेट्स हैं, 2024 तक इसका फेज वन कंप्लीट होगा, जहां नया टर्मिनल, नया रनवे, सारी फैसिलिटीज, मल्टी मोडल कनेक्टिविटी, जो गति शक्ति योजना है प्रधानमंत्री जी की, उसके तहत बस, ट्रेन, मेट्रो, रेल, सारी कनेक्टिविटी स्ट्रेट, सीधा का सीधा हवाई अड्डे तक पहुंचाने की कोशिश है और होगी. और उसी के साथ 2024 में ये पहला फेज 9000 करोड़ का तैयार हो जाएगा, और फिर द्वितीय जो इसका फेज है ये 2030 तक तैयार होगा और अंततः में ये 7 करोड़ यात्रियों के लिए ये एक फैसिलिटी बनेगी अगले 15 साल के अंदर। तो एक सबसे बड़ा हवाई अड्डा की शुरुआत आज उत्तर प्रदेश के जेवर में की गई है। बहुत सालों तक ये लंबित थी, बहुत सालों तक राजनीतिक अखाड़े में ये अटकी हुई थी और उस राजनीतिक अखाड़े से उठाकर प्रधानमंत्री जी ने इसे पूर्ण जीवित किया है और इसकी शुरुआत की है। और मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि 60,000 करोड़ का निवेश अर्थव्यवस्था में आसपास में क्षेत्र में आएगा और 1 लाख लोगों को रोजगार का अवसर उत्पन्न हो पाएगा।
Mr. Jyotiraditya, we are going to come to the political aspect a little later, but let's talk about the airport itself. You know, apart from being a passenger terminal and catering to a certain number of passengers in various phases, and by the way, it has a horizon of, as you mentioned and as the airport authorities mentioned who are developing it, of first 2 years, then another 7 years, and then a 20-year period for 2 runways, and a 40-year period for 6 runways. So it's a huge horizon, right? For the dreams to be true, we have a 40-year sort of a period. A part of this plan also is a multimodal cargo point. What's the vision behind this? You're connected. I heard the Prime Minister say that this is going to be connected to the freight corridor also. Explain the vision.
This is going to be Asia's biggest. And please understand that when you talk about the state of UP, you're talking about the population of Germany, UK and France all together in one state. You're talking about 24.5 crore people. That in one state alone. And don't forget that this airport will not only service the interests of UP, it will service the interests of all of North India, from Haryana to Uttarakhand to Himachal to Punjab, across the region. And in many ways, this is going to now put the Delhi airport to test. And if you go back and see the history of the Delhi airport and the culmination of the construction of the Delhi airport led to huge economic multipliers for South Delhi as well as Gurgaon. Similarly, you're going to have huge economic multipliers in this case. In Noida, Greater Noida, Ghaziabad, all along the Yamuna Expressway. And it's going to be a center of development and progress in North India. And as opposed to the Jewar that we've known, which has always been ignored, always not had its share of development, always not had progress, been known for all kinds of andolans. Today, Jewar is going to become the center of economic activity for the country.
That's a reference to Bhatta Parsol, and I get that reference, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Now, you know, it's interesting that you mention about agitation. Now, as far as this airport is concerned, we have seen that there has been agitation here as well. Yahan par bhi bahut sare aise log hain jo ki andolan vrat hain. They are protesting, living in tents, saying that they have not got their due compensation. Do you think that there is a human cost to development which should have been looked in greater detail, जो कि आपने नहीं किया?
जहां भी जमीन की अधिग्रहण हुई है और 7,000 किसानों से जमीन की अधिग्रहण हुई है, नियम के अनुसार, हियरिंग्स के अनुसार पूर्ण रूप से मुआवजा, और केवल मुआवजा नहीं, उनको विस्थापित भी किया गया है। उदाहरण के तौर पर हमारे कई किसान इस क्षेत्र से बुलंदशहर में स्थापित हुए हैं, वहां उन्होंने जमीन लेके वहां खेती भी शुरू कर दी है। तो ये जो एक तरीके से एक फसाड बनाया जा रहा है कि लोगों को मुआवजा नहीं मिला, उनको विस्थापन ठीक से नहीं किया गया, ये सरासर झूठ है। और उन्हीं लोगों की कहानी है जो लोग इस देश को विकास और प्रगति, और जो राजनीतिक दल इस देश के विकास और प्रगति में रोड़े अटकाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं। हर व्यक्ति के साथ न्यायपूर्ण व्यवहार हुआ है और उस न्यायपूर्ण व्यवहार के आधार पे ही ये एयरपोर्ट आज संभव हो पाया है। और मैं योगी आदित्यनाथ जी की सरकार को बधाई देना चाहता हूं कि उन्होंने सारे नियमों के अनुसार ही ये कार्रवाई की है।
You know, Jyotiraditya, there is often this equation in politics where it is said that, you know, why not concentrate on the basics, the roti kapla makan of the politics, if you were. How is airport going to change things? I want to understand from you, and I heard your speech also where you said that here is a state where we have 10 airports now, 9 to 10 airports, perhaps more. We are going to have more airports across the country. Explain to us the calculation that you have of airport vis-a-vis development beyond civil aviation.
Again, I think you've touched upon a very important issue. The whole paradigm of development has changed. Earlier, I'm talking about the 90s, late 80s, 90s, early 2000s, growth would engender connectivity. Today, connectivity assures growth. And therefore, if you look at any new investment that's coming in, the first thing that investors want to see is what is the connectivity to the location where I'm putting in my investment. And therefore, this underlines the Prime Minister's push, his prerogative, his impulse, his impetus to greater connectivity across India. And the statistics that I put out in my speech, let me repeat it over your channel. For the last 70 years in India, prior to 2014, you only had 74 airports. And in 7 years, Prime Minister Modi has built out 62 airports. So you've almost doubled your airport capacity in a span of 7 years. Now, if you move that center of attention and focus to the state of Uttar Pradesh, the state of Uttar Pradesh that earlier had only 4 airports, Gorakhpur, Agra, Varanasi, and Lucknow. That state of Uttar Pradesh today, at count, has 9 fully serviceable airports, and the 10th airport today you and I have laid the foundation stone for, which is Jewar. And mind you, we are now going to build another 7 airports. So Uttar Pradesh is going to go from the erstwhile 4 airports to 17 airports in the days to come. If you look at the subset of that, which is the international airports, Uttar Pradesh had only 2 international airports, Lucknow and Varanasi. With this impetus given to airport construction, you will have in the near future 5 international airports in Uttar Pradesh alone. You'll have Lucknow, Varanasi, Kushinagar, Jewar, and Ayodhya. So 5 international airports in Uttar Pradesh, 17 total airports in Uttar Pradesh, 136 current airports and heliports in the country, and in the next 5 years, 220 heliports and airports in the country. That's the roadmap and that's the expansion plan that we're looking at.
Jyotiraditya ji, ek sawal main aapse ye puchna chahta hu, ye jo vikas aur chunav ka rishta hai na, wo Uttar Pradesh jaise raj mein aakar ke thoda sa aap arithmetic gadbada jata hai. And would just like to give an example. Dekhe, 2007 mein Mayawati aayi, for 2012 elections, unhone Yamuna Expressway ko bada becha ki, dekho humne kitna vikas kiya, chunav haar gayi. Akhilesh ne Agra se Lucknow ke expressway ko becha ki, dekho humne itna vikas kiya hai, wo 2017 mein haar gaye. Do you think that development should be dehyphenated with elections? And it should be a process jo ki apne aap hi ho, usko chunav se nahi jodna chahiye, varna badi dikkat ho jayegi, khas taur se UP mein.
Ye zindagi mein is bhram mein hame nahi rehna chahiye. अगर हम आत्मा से अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं, अगर हम आत्मा से जनसेवा के पथ पे चले हैं, अगर हम अंतरात्मा से सेवा भाव के आधार पर चल रहे हैं, जो हमारी पार्टी की विचारधारा है, जो अध्यक्ष जी नड्डा साहब ने भी कहा है कि सेवा ही संगठन है, तो उस पथ पर अगर हम चल रहे हैं तो उस पथ पर चलकर जनता का आशीर्वाद जरूर हमारे साथ रहेगा, ये विश्वास हमें है. और हमारा नेतृत्व सशक्त है प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के रूप में, और मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि मुख्यमंत्री आदित्यनाथ जी भी जो अच्छा इतना अच्छा कार्य कर रहे हैं, दोबारा जनता का आशीर्वाद भारतीय जनता पार्टी के साथ रहेगा. एक तरफ योगी जी हैं, दूसरी तरफ मोदी जी हैं, एक तरफ दमदार हैं, एक तरफ ईमानदार हैं, और दोनों की जोड़ी, सशक्त जोड़ी के आधार पर दोबारा जनमत भारतीय जनता पार्टी के साथ ही रहेगा, इसका मुझे पूरा विश्वास है. क्योंकि हमने करके दिखाया है, लोगों की जीवन हमने बदली है, विकास किया है, प्रगति किया है, राष्ट्र स्तर पे भी और उत्तर प्रदेश के स्तर पे.
But Mr. Sindhia, now my final question is going to be a political question, one you briefly touched upon in your earlier answer. And that question is, why do we see this need by the BJP to use platforms like these, unveiling of or the shilanyas of an airport or a university, as a political platform to launch a diatribe against the opposition or to attack the opposition, to make certain references in the context of elections? Why was that done? I mean, one could make out that today's was pretty much an election rally.
A fact is a fact is a fact. Let's not sweep it under the carpet. Let me put the facts across to you and through your channel to all our viewers. 2001 was when this project was seeded by Rajnath Singh Ji when he was chief minister. All subsequent governments in Uttar Pradesh, and I'm not necessarily going to name them, all subsequent governments did a ping pong table tennis battle with this airport, denying the rightful right of our people of that area. It was being shifted to four locations from one place to the other. Finally, one government in the state of Uttar Pradesh in 2012 wrote a letter to the Prime Minister saying scrap the project. And it is only when Prime Minister Narendra Modi assumed office in 2014 that he reopened the files. He restarted the process. And he said this airport has to be built here. And when we came into government in the state of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath Ji became chief minister. The double engine ki sarkar in the state and the center together made what was a dream for the people a reality. And that is the reality that we are seeing today.
All right, Mr. Sindhia, many thanks for joining us and congratulations once again. It undoubtedly is a spectacular project. And if it takes off, it'll be great for the people of the National Capital Region, because an airport of this scale and size is unheard of in the Indian context.